So here's a piece of advice for animal rights activists. Don't use the words animal rights. That's what some Utah groups are being told. It's another installment of the Bryant Park Project's ripped off from the headlines. This story is from the Salt Lake Tribune. The paper reported that representatives of the Humane Society have been coaching local animal welfare groups as they seek to get a law passed in Utah, which would allow judges to issue protection order for animals similar to the protection orders given to people. Wayne Pacelli is president of the Humane Society of the United States. He has successfully shepherded more than a dozen ballot initiatives, several federal laws, and some local laws to help protect animals. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning to you.
So specifically, can we talk about this issue in Utah and the story of Henry's Law? What's Henry's Law?
Henry's Law is a bill before the Utah State Legislature to establish felony-level penalties for malicious acts of animal cruelty. And Henry was a dog who was a victim of a terrible act of cruelty. So the law is named after him, or the bill is named after him, and it's hoped that Utah would become the 44th state in the country to establish felony-level penalties for malicious acts of animal cruelty.
It's interesting calling it Henry's Law. It brings to mind Megan's Law and other Amber Alert kind of laws. Is it going to work to associate the animals or people to kind of law?
You know, we're a nation of animal lovers. Two-thirds of American homes have pets. There are more than $40 billion spent every year on our pets. It's an enormous industry. We have a deep emotional bond to companion animals. So absolutely, I mean, this is the way that we all talk to our animals. We don't, you know, call them dog and cat. We call them Henry or Norman or Jessica. You know, they're individuals with personalities, and they need to be protected from people who would cause them harm for, you know, gratuitous purposes.
But it's interesting, we have this emotional attachment, yet some animal rights activists are being told, you know what, take the emotion out a little bit if you really want to take this to the next level. Why is that?
Well, I think partly because there are some animal use industries, the ranching industry and the hunting lobby, you know, get very agitated sometimes about animal welfare. They think that, well, how far are we going to take this animal welfare? Is this going to mean that I have to lay down my hunting rifle? Does it mean that we're not going to eat meat anymore? And I think that we're counseling folks who are working on anti-cruelty legislation to focus the topic on the subject at hand. It's not a bill about hunting. It's not a bill about ranching. It's a bill about malicious acts of cruelty. And if you have 43 states that have already adopted these penalties, then it's appropriate for Utah to do it as well.
Wayne Pacelli is the president of the Humane Society of the United States. Wayne, we're going to ask you to stick around so we can continue this discussion on the Bryant Park Project. Stay with us.
And then coming up after that, we're going to talk flight delays. We got a lot of them here in New York, but they could be messing up your life in places like Vincennes, Indiana. What up, station shout out? That's coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Thanks for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my partners in crime, Luke Burbank and Rachel Martin. This is all courtesy of NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Want to continue our conversation with Wayne Pacelli, president of the Humane Society of the United States. And Wayne, we were talking about this story out of Utah where certain animal rights activists were being coached on how to present their message in a way that might be heard by some people who necessarily don't want to hear their message. The suggestion was to use different language, such as animal protection or animal welfare instead of animal rights. Why are these better choices?
Well, you know, the Humane Society of the United States really does use animal protection and animal welfare. And really, our focus is about human responsibility and less about animal rights. I mean, we're less concerned about whether animals have an inherent right than we are about what human responsibilities are in terms of our relationship with animals. You know, we have all the power in the relationship over animals. And we think, you know, being a good person means being decent and responsible in our care of animals. And
but you have to know that realistically there are some people like ranchers and people who make their living in a way that might not jibe with what certain animal protection or animal rights people feel is correct. See animal protection and animal welfare folks as being maybe a little close to the edge. I don't want to say crazy, but being perhaps a little over-involved, a little overzealous.
Well, some people may feel that way. You know, these ideas are now embedded in our culture. Every state does have an anti-cruelty statute that codifies the notion that harming animals is wrong. We have laws against dog fighting and cockfighting and all sorts of other laws to protect animals. I mean, our society is kind of down the path. Now it's a question of how do we logically apply these principles in the real world. And I do think that ranchers and others need to examine their own conduct and need to be sure that what they're doing is consistent with basic principles of animal welfare.
Do you think you'll ever find common grounds with folks like ranchers?
I think, you know, more and more. I mean, frankly, ranchers, probably have the best kept animals because cattle ranchers don't keep their animals on factory farms. Mm. We're much more concerned at the Humane Society of the United States about industrial confinement facilities
Sure.
where egg-laying hens and pigs and other animals are crammed into cages or crates and cannot even turn around. So ranchers actually do have a tradition of animal husbandry and do allow their animals to roam. Yes, they're killed for food, but they may have a decent life before that. That contrasts with many of the animals on confinement facilities where they have miserable lives that precede their slaughter.
Wayne Pacelli is the president of the Humane Society of the United States. Thanks for joining us, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right, let's get some news from our friend Rachel Martin.